Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. If you plan on doing any marketing of significance, the consultation process cannot be a doctor-driven process. It has got to be a team member-driven process. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Good day, and welcome to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agarwal, and this week, I'm going to talk to you about a coaching call I had this morning that kind of enlightened, several things came out of it, and I wanted to kind of share with you because it may apply to many of you, but it's great insight for all of you. So I was talking to one of the dentists in our advanced mastermind group. He's out of the Chicago area, and his practice has more than doubled in the last 4 years in working with us. And the challenge that he's running into now is that he's a four-chair office, and at this point, they're blocked. Their growth is somewhat blocked by the fact that they just don't have enough space. And the challenge for him, or one of the challenges for him and where he's at, is that the cost of building new space now takes him from paying rent of $5,000 a month for his 1,500 square foot office that he has to almost $20,000-$25,000 a month, because it's going to cost anywhere from $2 to $3.5 million to build a 4,000 square foot building in his market. So it's a big undertaking. But at the same time, if you want to grow, it's almost which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Do you build this place? Do you not build this place? Because the truth is he could absolutely stay in the space that he's in, continue to make great money, live out his career, and do phenomenal. And some of us, that's okay. But he's relatively young, and his mindset is, I want to consistently grow because I want to achieve. And so he's like, I got to grow. I got to move. And so we started talking about this delta, or the delta between where he's at now, the $5,000 a month. I'm making up the numbers, but they're pretty close to accurate. The $5,000 a month to the $20,000 to $25,000 a month. And that delta is $15,000 to $20,000 a month. Now, most of us, him included, that is a daunting number to one day wake up and suddenly your rent goes from $5,000 a month to $20,000 to $25,000 a month. And suddenly, if you're doing the same revenue when you move, suddenly to make $20,000 less per month, for many of us, that would basically have us making nothing or next to nothing. And so the challenge here is, now that we know that in the next year to year and a half, we have to increase revenue, because I always want us to start changing that, minimizing that delta before we move in to a new place, then the real question there is, how do we do that, or what are our options? And in our conversation,
we started asking, what are the choices? And he said, well, you know, we're busy enough. I could add another dentist. I said, that's or team members. But then part of what he said is I don't really want to produce more than I'm already producing personally, because then I'm going to have to give more time. And I said, so then that leads us to having to add dentists so that you're not producing. But I said, there is another option, and that is we can start doing different procedures that are more productive in the same amount of time. So then the conversation started coming about of how do we choose between adding dentists and team members versus doing the marketing to add new types of procedures that he is qualified and trained for to increase production that way. So I hope you're following along with me here. The challenge that we were facing was, hey, I got to build a new building. It's going to be $20,000 to $25,000 a month versus the $5,000, $6,000 I'm paying now. I want to increase my revenue over the next year and a half so I don't feel that pain of building a new building or buying a new building. And so my choices are is I can add another dentist / team members, or I can do marketing for new procedures. Now, for those of you that have listened to me over the years, you know my answer is I want to prove it first by doing the marketing and adding new procedures before we add more dentists. And let's kind of walk through this process. So how do you know if you're ready for a new dentist and or more team members? First thing is I would say is, do you have a clear purpose of what these people are going to do for you? Okay, do you have directions for them? If the answer is just more of the same, then what I'm going to argue is that you're adding more chaos to your practice, to your life. Do you really want more of the same? Do you really want, hey, I want another dentist literally doing exactly what I do, so I have to, you know, add even more patients and create a busier atmosphere, busier infrastructure? And if that's the answer, I'm going to tell you to hold on a little bit and think this through in more detail. Now, the number two thing was, do we have enough chairs? Now, this person I was talking to, his office is like, I literally believe it's 1,000, 1,200 square feet, and he has four chairs. So, you know, and quite frankly, they're already running. It's a father-son duo. They're already running both dentists out of these four chairs, you know, using a flip-flop schedule. He works 3 days on patients. His father works 2 to 3 days on patients, and they each have a day off. And so the next question was, well, how do we do another dentist in four chairs? And most of you might be thinking it's impossible, but it's not impossible because their office is only open from 8 to 5 or 7 to 4. So there's more hours in the day. You can go to a 7 to 7 schedule with one team working from 7 to 12, 1 o'clock, and another team working from 12 to 6 o'clock, and get your hours in that way so that you can maximize your facility. It's kind of like when grocery stores started opening up 24 hours a day, the grocery stores were already open at night because they were doing their restocking. And at that point, somebody realized, well, hell, for us to service the number of customers, the few customers that will come at night, we just need one front office person to ring up the cashier, and then we can be open 24 hours a day. So that's kind of the same concept. So you have to shuffle your team members. Are your team members willing to do that? Are you willing to go through some of that conversation and pain to do that? Some of you are already like, it sounds like a lot of work. But if you want to get somewhere further, you've got to do the work. And then the third question I asked him is, do you have enough patients? And his immediate answer was yes. And I go, great, so you have you say you have enough patients, but the reality is you have excess patients for you, but do you have enough patients to support another dentist, whether that's part-time or full-time? And then the answer really becomes, no, we don't have quite enough patients. So I said, no problem. Are you willing to give away patients and make less yourself? If the answer is yes, that's an avenue we can go down. If the answer is no, then you're going to have to do something to attract more patients, which then only amplifies this chaos and busyness that we all hate so much once we kind of get there. If you're in the position where, you know, you're not as busy, you're still in a growth mode, you're welcoming this chaos and busyness. For those of us that are in the chaos or have been in the chaos and busyness mode, you're just trying to get the hell out of that mode. So that's kind of some of the things that we looked at when we talked about, are you ready for a dentist and or more team members? And at that point, he was starting to understand where I was coming from, because I don't like to really tell people what to do. I like to make it their own idea. So then we started talking about marketing. And then I said, are you ready to market? He goes, yes. I go, then I ask some questions, because that's what I like to do. I like to ask questions to get you to think. So here are some of the questions I asked about the marketing. I said, do you understand how marketing works? And he goes, well, what do you mean by that? I go, well, there's different types of marketing. I said, do you know what you want to market for? He goes, yeah, more patients. I go, well, if you go to a marketing company and say more patients, they're going to send you a lot more patients. They're probably going to send you patients that need cleanings, that need fillings and things like that. And he goes, well, that's not exactly what I'm looking for. I go, I know. So that's why we have to be more specific about the type of marketing that we're doing. And so that led us to be like, hey, you know, I'm not doing as many implants as I would like. I have this skill set. I said, great. So we want to do implant marketing or cosmetic marketing or dental emergency marketing or root canal marketing, whatever type of marketing you want to do. You want to be very specific in the type of marketing that you want to do so that you can be clear with your marketing company, or if you're doing it yourself, hopefully you're using a company to do it, a marketing company, on what exactly you want. And then that way you can interview them and ask them questions like, tell me other practices that you have worked with that are doing this specific type of marketing. What were their results? Can I get some example ads? Can I talk to the dentist? Can I vet you a little bit? If you just look for dental marketing, I mean, there's a dime a dozen and they all do very different things. Now, specifically when it comes to implant marketing, one word of caution, there's really two different types of implant marketing. There's general implant marketing, then there's the full arch implant marketing. And they're two different animals, one from a skill set and also one from just a cost perspective and the process it takes to get these full arch patients through the door and to get them converted. Because we're talking about, you know, a general implant patient can be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000. Your full arch implant patients are going to be starting at $18,000, $19,000, $20,000, going up to $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So there's an absolute difference in how that works. Then we want to start moving down the implant lead route a little bit. And I'm going to use some generic numbers here. But on average, again, each market, competitiveness of your market will vary here. But I'm going to say you're going to need to spend $50 per lead. And so most of you are like, well, I want to do 10 implants per month, so I need to spend $500. I said per lead, not per case closed. So let's walk through how that looks, okay? So from experience I'm talking here, okay, is if it costs you $50 per lead, and let's say our budget's $2,500, we can expect around 50 leads. Now, that number may go up to 75-80. If you're in a less competitive market, if you're in a super saturated competitive market, maybe that number will come down to 30 to 40 to 50, somewhere in that ballpark. But $50 per lead is a very safe number to bank on as your cost per lead. Now, if you get 50 leads, that means you're going to get 50 people to call and or 50 people to fill out a form. 50 people are going to raise their hand and say, I'm interested in your services, tell me more. And at that point, your job as a practice is now to, how do I work this lead? In other words, how do I get them on the phone? How do I move them through the process? And the next step after you get the lead is you call them or you talk to them when they call. And your goal there is, I need to schedule them for a consultation. So in other words, I need to ask the right questions, see if we're the right fit, see if they're ready, see if they're, you know, super kicking tires, you know, whatever. It depends on where you're at in your journey here. I want to get them scheduled for an appointment. So on average, what we've experienced is that if you get 50 leads, you'll convert 20, about half of them or 25 of them to schedule for an appointment. That doesn't mean they're going to show up. And what we've experienced is that when you schedule 25 people for a initial consultation, about half or about 12 of them are going to show up for said appointment. Now, when you get 12 to show up, what we've been seeing is about four will close treatment. Okay. So that means you're going to go from 50 leads to 25 scheduled appointments to about 12 actually showing up for their appointment, and about four that are closing. So that means to me, the first question is your team ready to handle 50 more phone calls? So you're going to pay $50 per lead, per phone call. And what if that is your team already maxed out to where you can't answer the phone? And or do you have a process in place where you have a dedicated phone line where these leads go to, so you know you have to answer those phone calls? And what if they come after hours? Are you ready to answer them after hours or not ready to answer them after hours? Everybody's in a different space in terms of what they value, what your team members are willing to do, not willing to do. But these are the questions that I encourage you to ask yourself before you step into the marketing. So we gotta answer 50 phone calls. And the truth is if they're filling out forms to get the leads, then you're going to end up having to make outbound calls to get these 50 people on the phone. And what I'm going to tell you is going to average 2 to 3 times to reach them before you'll actually reach them. And then you're going to reach them by email, by text, by phone, all of these things. Now, I want to take a break for a second. I am not trying to dissuade you from doing marketing. I'm just trying to open you to the realities of what it takes to do great marketing properly for these types of cases, especially as the dollar amount increases for the types of cases that you want. So, do you have the infrastructure to answer these 50 calls? Do you have the ability to add a dedicated line with a person that's going to drop what they're doing to answer that call? Because that's a $50 that you're just throwing away if you don't answer that call. Okay. And some of them will leave voicemails and some of them won't leave voicemails. If you're the person that says, well, if they don't leave a voicemail, I don't want them, then I'm going to tell you, not living in the modern world, I don't leave voicemails anywhere anymore. Okay. So I just get with the reality of where it's like. Then the next process, the question I ask is your team ready to put them through a sales process? Because we're not selling your insurance-based dentistry. My insurance covers it. We're selling dentistry that's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 easily. That means you're going to have to leverage a lot of third-party financing. Does your team have the training, the wherewithal, the skill set to walk them through that? Does your team have the ability to do consultations, or is the dentist doing the consult? And in this situation, if you have 25 appointments, that's 25 times we're going to block the dentist time. And that's not acceptable in this world of digital marketing today. So your team member, a team member, has to be able to do the initial consultation without you. Now, you can pop in and should pop in to say hello for 3, 4, 5 minutes just to kind of, if they're a qualified, truly qualified lead when they're in the chair. But I want to be clear, if you plan on doing any marketing of significance, the consultation process cannot be a doctor-driven process. It has got to be a team member-driven process. Then, does your team member know how to use third-party finance? Do they know how to talk big dollar money? Do they know how to help people creatively find money through whether they're borrowing against 401k, borrowing against home equity lines? Are you comfortable with that? Some of you may say, I don't believe in that. And if you don't believe in that, then maybe this type of marketing isn't right for you, or you have to learn how to get on board with believing in that. Then the next question I ask is, where are you going to put these 25 appointments? Do you have 25 spaces each month already available that you can schedule these consults for, whether they're 30 minutes, whether they're an hour, whether they're, hopefully nothing less than, in our world, nothing less than an hour, but hopefully nothing less than 30 minutes, or stacked on top of each other or double booked, knowing that some of them aren't going to show up. Do you have the space in place for these people, for them to come in with your team members? And then the bigger question is, then do you as the dentist have time dedicated or blocked to be able to do this type of dentistry? And so it was what he said was, it was a very enlightening phone call to truly understand that maybe he needs some more work in getting ready, that just having enough team members isn't really the answer, that he's got to have team members with clear direction and purpose to help them understand that this is what's going to happen. I'm going to spend X dollars. We're going to get this many phone calls. Those phone calls have got to be answered. or those forms have got to be returned within an hour or two when you get the form, and that you're going to have to make this many phone calls to get them in. And then when you get them in, you're going to experience a higher no-show rate than you're used to experiencing with your traditional practice. And you're going to experience a lower closing rate than you experience with your traditional practice, in that you're going to have to use a totally different skill set of communication and sales and emotional connection to patients and leveraging third-party financing. And then we're going to have to pre-schedule and create spaces in our schedule for this. You may have to have consult mornings, consult afternoons, you know, just all these things kind of go into really being ready to do the marketing for your practice. Now, all that being said, I think the marketing is absolutely worth it. It's been worth it for me. It's been worth it for our practice, but it has been eye-opening for me and eye-opening for my team members of what it takes to really work this marketing in. We're not perfect. In fact, we've been pivoting over the last few months to even fine-tune our processes a little bit more, because we're spending, you know, a good amount of money on, and we're averaging about 250 leads per month. So that's more than a full-time job at this point, just to work through all of these leads and these patients. But it's definitely paying off, and we're doing the cases we want to do. And we're starting now with our new pivot, we're starting to see an ancillary side benefit from this marketing, that we're getting some general, you know, some more complex general dentistry, not just full arch cases from this. So it's been worth it. So hopefully this episode was helpful for you. If this episode was helpful for you, I'd love for you to leave some comments or email us so that we can get into more detail. I'll go into as much detail as you guys want. If you're looking to change your practice, to level up, listen, I believe this in my heart, there's nothing like the 3D Dentist Mastermind Program. You get to work with me and Sully on an individual basis in a group setting, where we will dive in with you and take you as far as you want to go and as much effort. You'll get out of it what you put into it. If you put a lot into it, you'll get a lot out of it. If you put nothing into it, you will get nothing out of it. And in that, if that's the case, please don't give me your money. I don't need it that badly. So hopefully that's helpful for you. If you want to join our mastermind, go to 3ddentist.com/application and fill out an application for our 3D Mastermind Program. We're now taking applications for summer 2024, and here it is, not even September 2023. So if you wait too long, you're going to be 2025 before you can get started. So let's rock and roll. Let's change your practice. Let's get moving. Hopefully you found this helpful. I'll see you guys next week.